Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor, let me congratulate you on your chairmanship of this group and for the manner in which you have conducted the proceedings so far. I would like to thank the panelists for their very interesting presentations. My question is to the second panelist, Dr. Koppla. So the principle of distinction between military and civilians in armed conflict has a major salience in international politics and in previous discussions and in ongoing discussions in the United Nations. The United Nations Security Council, to my understanding, has a whole process on these issues. For instance, on something called children in armed conflict, where whole sanctions regimes have been advocated if adequate distinction is not maintained by a group of countries. And it's advocated very forcefully. You know, my question is, does the professor see a divergence in the application of this principle in the UNSC and in various other forums where international law is being generated? Thank you.